Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not be forgetful to entertain strangers, for by this some have entertained angels unintentionally. Remember those who are in bonds, as bound with them, and those who suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but Elohim will judge whoremongers and adulterers. Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for Yahshua has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, Yahshua is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Remember those who have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of Elohim, follow their faith, considering the end of their manner of life. Yahshua the Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart is established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited those who have been occupied in them. We have an altar, of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned outside the camp. Therefore Yahshua also, so that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us go forth therefore to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good, and to communicate, do not forget, for with such sacrifices Elohim is well pleased. Obey those who have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as those who must give account, so that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. But I pray you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the Elohim of peace, who brought again from the dead our Master Yahshua, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Yahshua the Messiah, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I pray you, brothers, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy is set at freedom, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Salute all those who have the rule over you, and all the saints. Those of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen.